This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Scrutiny of nomination papers for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly elections will take place today. The deadline for filing nominations for the 142 seats in this phase ended yesterday, with April 13 set as the final date for the withdrawal of candidacies. Stalwarts like BJP leader and leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee are in the fray in the second phase. Polling for the second phase is scheduled for April 29. Meanwhile, the deadline for withdrawing candidacies for the first phase concluded yesterday. A total of 1,586 candidates filed 2,304 nomination papers for 152 seats in this initial phase. Voting for these constituencies will be held on 23rd of April. The All India Majlis-e-Ittehad al-Muslimin, AIMIM, led by Asaduddin Oaisi, has announced its decision to withdraw its alliance with a party headed by Humayun Kabir. In a statement, the party said, it cannot associate with any views that question the integrity of Muslims and confirmed that the alliance has been terminated with immediate effect. AIMIM also announced that it will contest the upcoming elections in West Bengal independently without entering into alliances. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry, along with by-elections in four assembly constituencies across three states, remained largely peaceful yesterday. According to the Election Commission, Assam recorded a voter turnout of 85.38%, while Puducherry saw 89.83%, both the highest ever in their assembly elections history. In Keralam, polling stood at 78.03%. In Chhattisgarh, six people were killed in a tragic road accident on National Highway 30 in Kanker district last night. The accident occurred near Nathia Navagaon under Kotwali police station limits when two cars collided head-on. Three persons were seriously injured in the incident and have been admitted to Kanker Medical College. In Uttar Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak and Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi conducted an aerial survey to assess crop damage caused by unseasonal rains and strong winds this week. Acting on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, the leaders surveyed several affected districts including Barabanki, Ayodhya, Ambedkar Nagar, Azamgarh, Amethi, Sultanpur, Fatehpur, Unnao and Lucknow. Later, review meetings were held in Azamgarh and Fatehpur with senior district officials to assess the situation on the ground. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio during his ongoing visit to Washington. The meeting took place at the White House and focused on strengthening bilateral cooperation across key sectors. Both sides reviewed the India-U.S. partnership with emphasis on trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation, and the Quad framework. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore, who was present during the meeting, said on a social media platform that the discussions were constructive and forward-looking. He also said that Secretary Rubio is expected to visit India next month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the partnership between India and Mauritius has seen significant progress over the past year. Speaking to media after meeting Mauritian Prime Minister Navin Ramgoolam in Port Louis, Dr. Jaishankar said that discussions covered a wide range of areas, including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health, education, capacity building, and people-to-people ties. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. Dr. Jaishankar arrived in Mauritius yesterday to attend the 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning today. Israel has strongly criticized remarks by Pakistan's Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in the ongoing Middle East tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets last night. In today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACA Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.